We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Senior Cooper Moore is a three-time NCAA qualifier for UNI. He suffered major elbow injuries as a junior, but he returned to the mat his senior year healthy and looking for his first All-American title. He notched a tech fall and fall in his first tournament before suffering a shoulder injury that ended his college wrestling career.
I was pretty crushed over it, and I guess I still am, but you know, it's just how you handle things, and wrestling's not everything, and that's what I kind of learned.
Meanwhile, his brother Peyton jumped into the starting lineup for the first time as a redshirt freshman.
Cooper, he's been great at not putting all his eggs in one basket. You know, he's always been more than just a wrestler.
Just knowing that I can serve and still help the team out in any way I can, has made me move and make the transition easier. But it's been awkward, you know, like not having to go to practice or like, you know, wrestle. It's been difficult. It's been weird, you know. It's like, well, 3:30 comes around, you know, and everyone's getting ready to wrestle, and I'm sitting over here, you know, wondering what I'm going to do, if I can raise my arm up a couple times today or something. But it's been good. There's been a lot of gold in it, you know, and it's made me a better person.
Seeing him go down like that, you know, is very tough, you know, because we spent a lot of time this summer, and, you know, he was stayed off the mat, but he came back so sharp, and he was just pretty much owning the whole room, you know. So we knew he was gonna be right in the mix for that national contender. And I mean, that's very tough. I mean, it's very heartbreaking, you know, and I don't know why some of the stuff happens the way it does, but I know it's gonna make him stronger, and he's gonna move forward from it.
I just feel more prepared for the world now, you know, through this trial I've had.
Cooper has been like a big brother to many of the wrestlers at UNI. He had a lot of experience by the time his actual brother, Peyton, joined the team.
Well, Cooper's always been my mentor, you know. Me and him kind of wrestle similar, and I mean, we have both very similar strengths. So the stuff that he's already gone through and he's already had struggles with, you know, he's able to give me input and insight on what I need to do to get better.
It's just like going back to just doing the little things right, you know, just because I think, you know, little things just make a difference, you know, just kind of doing things just here and there to serve people or just respect people and honor others around you, even if you don't know who they are. I think that speaks a lot of words without saying anything. You know, your action says a lot about you and who you are.
Cooper is the oldest of three boys in his family, but he has four older sisters. We left it up to the brothers to describe each sibling.
Like when we were younger, I mean, especially Katie and Kelsey, they picked on us three boys really hard. I remember like just locking us outside the house, like when our parents were gone, they were supposed to be babysitting us, you know, and just tormenting us. And you know, we couldn't defend ourselves then because they were, you know, way bigger. But when we were first able to kind of take them on, then things started to turn. And so there's always been that rivalry, you know, girls versus the boys, especially as we've gotten older. We see that more. Oldest is Cammy.
She's, I guess you could call her like the caretaker.
She's probably the sweetest person in our family. Haley is the second oldest. And she's a little, how do I put it?
She can get kind of loud, and she plays into stuff.
She can be dramatic at times, but, I mean, she's fearless.
And then Katie and Kelsey, those are the next two. And they come as a duo, and they are just tears, you would say.
They're 11 months apart. Katie is bossy. And it's good, you know. She's always got to be the leader, or thinks she's the leader, but it's just funny. And then Kelsey, she's really feisty. She can really try to get after people and try to push people's buttons and things like that. So you get those two together, and it's havoc in the household.
And then you have Cooper, who's a really big instigator. And I guess I am too, but Cooper is mainly the jokester and the one that gets everyone fired up.
And Peyton, really just, I'd say he's probably the hardest worker in our family, but he has the worst temper in our family. And then Keegan.
Well, Keegan's just Keegan. I don't know. What you say about him.
He's always going to be a baby when I think about Keegan. And, you know, we always called him little Keegy. And so he's probably the most talented kid in our family, but, you know, most laid back and free spirited kid we have.
Keegan does get picked on a lot, but Keegan can also give it right back to you. So it just depends on who's teaming up with who and what really the situation is.
Yeah, we did. Whenever we had a horrible job or something we didn't want to do, we would yell at Keegan to go do it. And so Keegan has to go down below and, you know, do the stuff no one wanted to do. So,
you know, we are all very close as a family. All of us kids were homeschooled until, like, eighth grade. So, I mean, we grew up with each other, you know, we're each other's best friends, and, you know, we're very thankful for that, you know. Some stuff could be chaotic, other times it could be very organized, you know, but my parents were always there, always supporting us, you know. That just creates a really close-knit family, and I'm very thankful for that.
I don't think I missed out on anything. I actually preferred it. I like the way my parents did it. They kept us heavily involved in, I mean, sports and extra curricular stuff, and kept us involved with other kids that were going to school, and it helped out quite a bit. And, you know, I thought it benefited us more than anything.
We had a great time homeschooling. Homeschooling for us was always fun. I mean, it was our normal day life, you know. But, I mean, we still got to compete in, like, little kids' sports. You know, we still got to go to wrestling practice, so we still had interaction with the other kids. You know, same thing for football and baseball. Mom and Dad, I mean, pretty much made it to everything. There's some stuff where we'd be split up, and one would go one way and the other would go the other. But, we were all in the same sports, so we were all pretty close. We'd all be pretty much playing in the same proximity. But, you know, as far as now, they're here for just about every home duel. I don't think they've missed one yet.
I don't really know how they did it. So hats off to them. And, you know, I respect my parents for having seven kids and then doing what they did to, you know, maintain we got what we needed and kept us involved and stuff. So, I'm sure it was tough. You know, of course, looking back on it now, I haven't really thought about that. You know, and I was just always thought about myself, which is kind of probably a little selfish, but one of them, either mom or dad, have been to every home duel since I've been here, and have been here for Peyton too so far. And then you throw a new grandbaby in the mix of things, and that's going to stir things up. So it will be interesting to see how much they travel, you know, and what they do for that little guy too.
I actually come from a big family of football players. My uncle played for the University of Oklahoma. He was a linebacker there. My dad played D2 football, and he also coached. And my dad knew growing up that wrestlers made the best defensive back. So we started wrestling, and then, I mean, football was only seasonal, but wrestling is all year round. So then we wrestling just started to take over.
Keegan went to Oklahoma State, and we were happy for him there. And
you know, obviously we wanted him here at UNI, but at the end of the day, he had to make the decision that was best for him.
You know, I didn't really recruit Peyton at all, like just like Keegan, just kind of, you know, praying in the background that he'd come, but he did. But he had some tough decisions, and, you know, especially with different offers here and there, and he, you know, had to sacrifice a little bit to come here, and did a great job of just, you know, making decision and staying grounded to who he is and being true to himself. And I think this is the best fit for him. And
I just really felt called to go here, just spiritually. And I mean, the team was great. You know, I mean, it just felt like you and I was the missing puzzle piece.
You know, my faith has been a big part of my life, and I felt the Lord called me here. That's why I came. I really saw a lot of signs, and my college decision was huge for me. You know, especially when I stepped foot on the campus, you know, it was spiritual. I guarantee it was. And looking back at it, I mean, it was a great encounter I had here, my first time at UNI, and it was a special moment. My recruiting trip, I remember it. I mean, just like yesterday. It's crazy that it's 5 years, you know, have gone by, you know, in like a second, but. Yeah, I just really felt the Lord call me here, and that's why I came here.
And I feel like that must have strengthened, because you obviously came here to be a political science major.
Yeah.
And not that that won't apply to your new dreams, but what kind of, and I don't want to say change, because obviously you were already in that direction, but what made you kind of want to go into the ministry now and look at a kind of a different career path than what you originally planned?
Originally, why I chose political science was for law school, and just kind of setting myself up for that, and then just had some different things come up, and you know, I just feel like I just have a calling in ministry, and I really want to follow and honor that. And I'm excited for what the future holds. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do quite yet, which is fine. But I know it's something going to be involved in ministry, and I'm ready to be a part of, you know, where He calls me to be, and serve whatever community He wants me to serve. So,
the summer before he started his senior year at UNI, Cooper served on a mission trip in South Chicago. Harvey is known for its high levels of poverty and crime.
So we went with a group from basically our church, just kind of a mix of churches, but one of the guys, Corey Peters, the Lord was just really speaking to his heart to go there and hand out basketballs to kids and just be able to pray for people, and we did just that. And it was amazing to see just kind of light break in the darkness and be able to give these kids a basketball and see how they just, I mean, glimished over this basketball. It was humbling for me, but it was a great opportunity to have Jesus love on his kids and, you know, go out there and proclaim his name and watch the darkness scatter and give a place that feels hopeless hope, you know. And that's what we were trying to do. And I feel like, I mean, just the stories we have from that trip, you know, are pretty powerful. So it was an eye-opening experience for sure.
Cooper is wrapping up his requirements for a degree in political science.
I mean, it was like in high school, you know, he's always there to mentor me and always there to help me out. But once he was gone, you know, I really had to step up and I had to grow. I think he's still going to be around, but, you know, I know if there's anything I need or from him or any advice, you know, I know he's just a phone call away and he's always going to be right there.
He's really grown, I mean, as a man here already, and it's been fun to watch him, you know, just mature from high school to college. And, you know, sometimes I feel like he's more mature than me already, you know, which isn't saying much, I guess, but, you know, it's been really good. It's been great to see him become just a great person. You know, that's what I like to see, is just how the sport develops men and great men, not just great wrestlers, but strong men. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, him throughout the years and when I leave, and see what he does. And, you know, I think he'll do great and just keep ascending from here.
I'm right where God wants me to be, you know, and I couldn't be more thankful. And I mean, I think the same thing has happened with Cooper. So it's just been the right fit for us. And there's been, ever since we made the choice, there's been no looking back on it, no regrets. So we're just very thankful for that.
I'd still beat anybody on the team. So, yeah, that's what I got.